Jehovah's Witnesses, Right or Wrong, Part 5. What does the Bible say about their teachings? If you look at the principles on which the movement is built, you will notice a very important fact. With all their teaching, not once do they go directly to the Bible. With every statement they make, they first refer to their own books, such as the Watchtower. What they do, in fact, is to come to their own conclusions and then back them up from the Bible rather than the other way around. What does this reveal to us, especially when they say they adhere closely to the Bible and do not accept its teachings? Please keep that point in mind as we continue to study the person and the work of Jesus Christ, and then when we come to see what they say concerning the person of the Holy Spirit. Yes, I said person, not energy source, which they call it. We shall see clearly from Scripture that the Holy Spirit is a person, a he, not an it. Firstly then, what did Jehovah's Witnesses believe about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? This is what they say. There was no bodily resurrection of Christ. He was raised only as a spirit creature. No one knows what happened to his body. The post-resurrection appearances of Christ were materializations in different bodies. That's from the book Reasoning from the Scriptures, pages 334 and 335. Note the title of their book, Reasoning from the Scriptures. So, if we find verses of the Holy Scripture that conflict with their reasoning, which takes preference? Are they not saying that all that is in the Bible is not God's holy word, to be accepted by faith? Only if it is reasonable to their way of thinking is it to be accepted. Please bear that in mind as we continue. What does the Bible say about the resurrection of Jesus Christ? There is clear testimony of Jesus appearing in human form after his resurrection. Jesus came to his fearful disciples after his resurrection and appears to them. Initially, they first could not believe their eyes and supposed they were seeing a ghost. But Jesus assured them he was not a spectre. He said to them, "See my hands and my feet, that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a spirit does not have flesh and bones as you see I have." Luke 24, verses 39 and 40. Friends, you cannot touch a ghost, but you can a physical body. Much earlier in his ministry, Jesus had forecast that he would die and then rise from the dead. Speaking to his enemies, who wanted him dead, he said, "Destroy this temple, my body, and I will raise it up." John 2, verse 12. If you were saying he was speaking about the physical temple, Jesus knew people would think that way. So these words are added in the scriptures to clarify what he meant. "But the temple he spoke of was his body." John 2, verse 21. The Bible teaches that the atoning death of Christ and the bodily resurrection of Christ are the two main pillars on which the Christian faith stands. We read in Romans 4, verse 25, "Jesus Christ was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised again for our justification." Again in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 1 to 5, the great resurrection chapter. It's a very long chapter where Paul makes it abundantly clear that Jesus was raised from the dead, and not only him but all should be raised from the dead. There in that chapter, Paul makes a special point of saying that these two major doctrines are of first importance, verse 3, that Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he was raised on the third day, he appeared to Peter and to the 12 and to 500 on one occasion. Jehovah's Witnesses say it is not important what happened to the body of Jesus after his resurrection, yet the Apostle Paul went to such lengths to prove the resurrection of Jesus Christ. In John chapter 21, Jesus, following his death and resurrection, not only appeared to his disciples by the Sea of Tiberias, but also provided breakfast for them. Now then, is the Bible true? Every word of it. So why do Jehovah's Witnesses deny such clear evidence? Because it conflicts with their reasoning, what they are taught by their Jehovah's Witness leaders. And, for good measure, on that occasion when he rose from the dead, the resurrected Jesus performed another miracle in causing a great number of fish to come into the nets of Peter and his other fishermen friends. Finally, on the day he ascended into heaven, his disciples witnessed the event and were told by two angels, "As you see Jesus taken up into heaven, so one day people will see his descent from heaven in similar fashion." Acts chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Now then, secondly and briefly, what did Jehovah's Witnesses say about the Holy Spirit? Well, they have a very short statement. "The Holy Spirit is not a person, but the invisible force of God which moves people to do God's will." What does the Bible say about the person of the Holy Spirit? In Acts chapter 5, verses 1 to 3, we read the account of a man and wife who lie about a business transaction concerning the sale of some land. Peter, having received from God the gift of discernment, rebukes them, saying, "How is it that Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit? You have not lied to men, but to God." Further on in the book of Acts, in 8:29, the Holy Spirit speaks to Philip, giving him instructions and directions in his work as an evangelist, as he is brought into contact with the Ethiopian eunuch. The Holy Spirit spoke to him. In chapter 13, the Holy Spirit is instrumental in setting apart Barnabas and Saul for a special work of ministry. In Acts chapter 16 and verse 17, the Holy Spirit actually prevents Paul and Silas going in one direction and rerouting them in the direction of Europe and Macedonia. Paul then says, and these words are so important as to who the Holy Spirit is, "We concluded," says Paul, "that God has called us to preach the gospel unto them," to Europe. May I again say, we are each one responsible to study to show ourselves approved unto God. So, friends, search the scriptures and see if not what I have put to you is true. I am a mere mortal, but God is immortal and always speaks the truth. Search the word diligently and it will reward you handsomely. It will bring you great joy, satisfaction, and peace. Jesus is God. The Holy Spirit is God. And they are joined to a loving Heavenly Father who is God. Blessed Trinity. Next time we shall look more closely at the Jehovah Witness translation of the New World Translation and see why it cannot be trusted.